The Walking Dead off-season is over, almost, but we're just getting started here on the Road to Negan podcast series. And now, here are the two guys who have been on their knees waiting for Walking Dead to come back. I'm Rob Sisterner, and here's Josh Wegler. Josh, how are you?
Not well, because I've also just been on my knees puking into the toilet waiting for this cliffhanger to resolve. I've been so nervous all summer long, Rob, and finally my anxiety is about to end, but it's going to be replaced with the bloody knowledge of who is no longer with us on The Walking Dead. I'm so stressed out about it. I can't even take it. Can't
this
handle
Sunday
it.
Night, it's the return of The Walking Dead, season number 7. Season number 8 also on the way, we just learned this past week. A renewal already for The Walking Dead.
Yeah, pre-newal. It's, you know, pre-season renewal of season 8. So we are guaranteed 2 more years of Walking Dead at least. The Walking Dead is going to be celebrating episode number 100 with its season 8 premiere, Rob. How about that?
Whoa, keeping it 100. And Josh, are you excited to find out finally who Negan has knocked out with the baseball bat for good in the season 8 premiere of The Walking Dead?
I can't wait that long.
I did not misspeak. No.
Oh, God. That's so brutal. What if? Oh, my God.
A flashback season.
Oh, my God. This whole season coming up, season 7, it's all going to be building up to that reveal. Kill me. Just stop me. Like, just end everything right now.
Yes. That's we start good. With Negan in the Fear the Walking Dead timeline, and we see him work his way through up 16 episodes to get to where we left off the season 6 finale.
So the Negan flashback season is the new 90-minute Tabitha the Goat flashback episode.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I mean, that might just be the world we have to resign ourselves to based on how some of season 6 played out. I wouldn't be astonished with something like that.
All right. So we're going to be talking through over these next couple days in the lead up to Sunday night's Walking Dead premiere. We've got a little bit of a season preview coming up today, and then the next 4 days, each weekday of this week leading up to it, we are going to be talking about who potentially might be the recipient of Negan's famous baseball bat, Josh.
Yeah, so that's the idea. I think we're going to do a lot of, you know, much like AMC jumping the gun and ordering an 8th season of The Walking Dead before season 7 even premieres. I think we're going to eulogize some of these folks before any of them are actually dead. Many of them will survive. One unlucky person will not. And I think to kind of get our eulogies on record now of waving goodbye to these people, how their arcs would finish out if this is the end of the line for that character, what the show is going to be missing, I think that that's an instructive way of talking about season 7, where we really don't know too much about the structure of the season outside of a few of the things we'll talk about today.
Okay, so very excited about all that. If you want to subscribe to our Walking Dead podcast here on Post Show Recaps, you can go to our link, postshowrecaps.com/TWD iTunes. postshowrecap.com/TWD iTunes. We do appreciate it if you leave us any sort of feedback and star ratings. Please, hopefully, don't do eeny, meeny, miny, mo with what rating you're going to give us.
Just commit one way or the other. We'll survive. We'll somehow get ourselves together and we will move past it.
All right. So, Josh, let's get into this. And my first question, just heading into this, you know, is the juice worth the squeeze? I know that a lot of people were upset. Speaking only for myself, it was not super fun to go into the off season and not know the answer to this while we are only days away to this question. Do you feel like that when we find out on Sunday, will the destination be worth the journey to get to this point?
Well, I guess to start digging into that, my question for you to toss it back to you would be, how much did you think about The Walking Dead in this offseason? How often were you thinking about who did Negan kill? I wonder who it is. How much were you thinking about, I can't wait to see what happens in season 7? What has your, you know, how front of mind has Walking Dead been in the months since this show ended its 6th season?
Well, we've been spending so much time talking about Fear the Walking Dead, so that has really sort of taken up the zombie part of my brain, I think, has been more focused on what we've been dealing with on Fear the Walking Dead. So I really haven't been grappling too much with this question outside of the first couple of weeks after the finale. But now that we're starting to get back into this space, I am getting excited to find out the resolution to this story, but I can't say that I've been up at nights over the summer trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Me neither. I mean, I was...
Me Negan.
Eeny, meeny, miny, Megan. I mean, I was pretty clear after that episode that I was not thrilled with that cliffhanger. I said I'm going to talk about it for the rest of the podcasting week here on post-show recaps, and then I'm not going to think about The Walking Dead until it returns. And I pretty much stood by that. Every once in a while, you know, Walking Dead would come to mind, but it wouldn't be there very often. It would mostly be when I'm reading a new issue of the comic. But we are now finally at this moment where the cliffhanger is going to get resolved. We're within a week of the answer being revealed. And I'm interested. I'm interested in where season 7 could go. I'm done being angry, at least for this week. I'm done being angry at The Walking Dead, which I think took a few creative leaps in season 6 that really did not pan out the way that the writers probably wanted them to. Looking at Dumpster Gate as the first big example, looking at the Negan cliffhanger as another example of something that I feel like did not work really well. But we are here now, and those lessons are hopefully behind us. You know, hopefully the writers saw that a lot of those things were not popular and are really trying to focus on what does work on The Walking Dead. And that's really when things are very dangerous, when you don't know the fates of your characters, when you don't know what could possibly hit your cast next. And there's a lot of potential with a very dangerous character like Negan, and with the immediate impact of hopefully losing someone we really care about. Not because I want to lose that person, but because it will provide emotional impact. So it's a strong position to start season 7 in, coming off of a season that I think is one of the weaker seasons of The Walking Dead. I think there's a lot of potential for things to go up. So my excitement level, it's building. It started, you know, this week, I think, and talking through Walking Dead again with you, Rob, is really going to help with that. I wasn't super enthusiastic about the show in the off season, but now that we are here, I think that there's some intriguing possibilities for the show, and I hope that they've learned the right lessons from season 6.
Yeah, I'm sort of in the same headspace as well with this, because I do feel like that the two major polarizing moments in season 6, and maybe you could throw in a third one in the terms of how they dealt with the cliffhanger going into the winter break, where
right,
like, mom
right
and
yes,
that was also sort of like, boy, that's not that great of a cliffhanger in terms of, or I guess, or I don't know, it just was a there was no resolution, at least in the first half season finale. So between the dumpster with Glenn, that, and then also this cliffhanger with Negan, I wonder if this could be like a show me something season in terms of The Walking Dead, where they might come back guns blazing, bats blazing, saying, oh, really? You think that we don't have the cojones on this show to do this? Where I wonder maybe if they might be coming back on all cylinders, ready to go in season 7.
Yeah, that's the hope. I think that there is potential for this to be like a really classic Walking Dead season, maybe a return to the roots of what made this show so scary and exciting and compelling in the first place. I think if they play this right, they are in a position that I don't feel that they earned the spot that they're in, but they're in the spot that they're in, and they might do really good things with the spot that they're in. The other potential outcome is that they're going to spill the proverbial chocolate pudding all over the bed. That this is not going to work out very well. So this feels kind of make or break for me. This is a show that's tested my patience in the past, and really to the limit in season 6 with some of those twists, that I think if we're seeing a lot more of the same, I'm probably going to be pretty harsh on Walking Dead this season. But I'm also really open to the idea that they could really crush it. You know, the head of whoever is getting killed could be crushed, and also the story this season has potential to really, really hit it out of the park. Sorry about all the baseball puns. Yeah. I think that there is some exciting possibility here, so I hope you're right. For me, it really is a put up or shut up season.
A pudding or shut up season. I don't think that they're going to be resting on their laurels here in this season.
Or their Laurie's.
Or their Lauren Cohans. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any of those things. They should not be resting, and I think they're going to be firing back. And I am very excited. And again, this is where I get myself in trouble, because I always say the secret to happiness is low expectations, but I have high expectations for this season. And this is really where I'm going to be potentially disappointed, but I do think that they are going to deliver.
Yeah, I have low expectations, so I'm in a position to be really pleased and really wowed. I'm still, you know, still cautious. You know, I'm cautious about touching the hot stove. So I'm here. I'm ready to talk about it, and I'm really ready for it to wow me if it's got that in it. But if it doesn't, I won't be surprised as well. But in terms of where we are in the story, we're going to spend the next few days talking about who we're about to lose, you know, talking through the possibilities of who might be gone. But before we do any of that, I think we should take stock of who we know is here for now. Like, who is not in that lineup? Who is not going to be knocked out of the park? Who is not going to have their head smashed in by Negan? Because it's actually a fairly surprisingly robust group of people, even if these people, for some cases, are kind of, you know, whatever characters.
Right. So Negan is the preeminent storyline, but outside of Negan, that there are other characters in The Walking Dead and other things that are going to be going on. I think you have to start with Carol, my favorite.
Yeah, no, Carol is in a good
Chaos
spot here.
Carol.
Chaos Carol. Carol, another character that I think a lot of people got frustrated about the direction of that story toward the end of season six, where she's starting to move away from being Killer Carol. She's done being Chaos Carol. She wants to, you know, she wants to go back toward the light. She is so burdened by everything that she's done and feels that she would have to continue to do if she stays with this group. So she cheesed it. She booked it out of Alexandria. She hit the road. She got shot a bunch. She almost got killed. And in comes Morgan, the pacifist, to save the day, to unload a gun on the man who would have killed Carol. His first kill in a very, very long time since at least the Tabitha the Goat 90-minute flashback episode. And they then, in turn, these two characters, Morgan and Carol, who have kind of been this sort of tense relationship all season long, are discovered by this man, like this kind of this knight in not so shining armor. So that's a weird little thing that we're going to hopefully pick up on pretty early here in season seven, is who is that guy? What is the story for Carol and Morgan now that they are together as a unit away from the Negan madness?
I don't know the comic book spoilers. I have not read the comics, but the thing I keep hearing about is the kingdom, Josh. And it sounds like that this is going to be one of the big storylines in season seven.
I think one of the big stories of season seven, at least according to the producers in what they can say about this show leading into season seven, because they're surprisingly or not surprisingly, they have to be very tight-lipped, is that this is going to be a season of the world of The Walking Dead opening up further. And I think that we've slowly been seeing that anyway, even just with the introduction of Alexandria, and we've heard about the Saviors, and now we're starting to see Negan's group, the Saviors. We went to the Hilltop last season, and there's going to be a further expansion of the world this year. We're going to start to see just how big the world of the zombie apocalypse actually is, and there will be a place called the Kingdom that is a part of this, and I will say no more, because if you've read the comics, you know to be excited about it, and if you have not read the comics, I would love for those surprises to just play out on screen, and we'll talk about them when we get there, but there should be a fun surprise or two.
Now, Josh, this past week, you were at the New York Comic Con. I know there was a Walking Dead panel. Did you get anything interesting from going to that panel?
I mean, the panel was, you know, a lot of this same idea of like kind of a nostalgic look back at The Walking Dead, rather than talking about too much of what's coming ahead, because they really can't say anything. The one thing that I did get from them is that everybody seemed to agree that whatever day they shot who actually got killed in the Negan scene was like universally regarded as the worst day that they've ever had shooting The Walking Dead. So that sounds pretty gross. They did show a clip from the season seven premiere that's up online now if anyone wants to go and seek that out. Does spoil one person who is not killed in the Negan lineup.
So, Josh, anything else that you want to talk about with the season seven crew that does not involve what's going on with Negan?
Well, I think, you know, there's Morgan and Carol. We also have Spencer. Who could forget about Spencer and Father Gabriel? Those guys are still alive. They're still hanging out in Alexandria. So that's who the keys to the Alexandrian kingdom have been handed to. And Father Gabriel, I believe, is in charge of Little Ass Kicker herself, Judith.
What about Enid, Josh?
Enid is there as well, drinking turtle soup and having a good time JSSing. And there's the Hilltop still as well. Jesus is out there. Who knows how he factors in. But these are basically the characters outside of the Negan group, outside of the Saviors, that we've been seeing in the trailers for season seven, because there's just nothing that they can show of the people in the Batter Up lineup. So it's a small handful of people that we know are still alive. Maybe not the most exciting handful of people outside of Morgan and Carol, but that's what we got. That's what we're working with so far.
Okay. Well, very excited to start to dig into these eulogies coming up the rest of the week. So that's what we're going to be doing as we get you ready for this Sunday's premiere of The Walking Dead Season 7. And we will have a live show a couple of hours after the West Coast version. Is that right, Josh?
Yeah, that sounds about right. I'll have an article or two to write up that night, so I'll be a little bit late, but it should only be this week, so I think we'll be good for the rest of the season.
And the podcast dropping imminently after that, so make sure you subscribe to get our Season 7 premiere recap show. All right, and then, of course, after our recap show in Week 1, Josh and I will be back to do Walking Dead feedback with you as well in our midweek spot. You can send us voicemails in to postshowrecaps.com/voicemail or email your questions to twd@postshowrecaps.com. And Josh, what about the Walking Dead book club this season?
The Walking Dead book club has had its head smashed in with a baseball bat by Negan and has been killed just in time for the season 7 premiere. I'm so sorry to be the bearer of bad news and really not even softening the blow at all. Really just coming right at you with a very, very violent reveal.
Yeah, your bedside manner could use some improvement.
No, okay, so here's the actual deal with the book club. Jessica Lees, my fantastic co-host, has just had a little ass kicker of her own. Baby George has been brought into the world, so she is very much enjoying life with her newborn son. We are going to have a Walking Dead book club podcast at some point this season. It will not be early on. It might even wait until the half season is over, and we'll do sort of a look back on everything we got. So no weekly book club, at least in the first half of this season. I think that we'll be in good shape for the second half of season 7 when it comes up, and I think it's probably going to be February. So we'll be in good shape by then, but otherwise, just look out for one. I'm happy to talk book club stuff with people on the Twitters and everything like that. And maybe I'll even do a Rob Sesternino style press conference. If that's something that people are interested in, to get some hot takes on the premiere in terms of a book club perspective from people who've read the comics, I would happily do that. So just let me know if there's enough interest.
All right. Sounds good. We will be back with our first eulogy show right off the bat. Josh, can we make that the hashtag for this podcast series?
The eulogy show?
No, right off the bat.
Right off the bat. Sure, that's great. That's a little more. Yeah, I like it. It's good.
All right, so we have started the Road to Negan. We'll be back with day 2 of the Road to Negan podcast series. I'm at Rob Sesternino on Twitter. Josh is on Twitter at Round Howard. And of course, we'd love to get your comments and feedback on postshowrecaps.com. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.